Hitler was a socialist, like North Korea is democratic. Hitler called his party the National Socialist Party largely to get working class votes from the actual socialists. While Hitler was alive, I don't think anybody referred to him as left wing. Why did that change and how? People on the right want to disavow the obvious direction their ideas are coming from. As I say in every great lie, there's always some tiny kernel of truth. The tiny kernel of truth is that Hitler did co-opt certain policies from the left. To a large degree, the right tends to take certain things from the left and then repackage them in some horrific form and throw them back again. The idea of the mass party, the youth group, even some of the social policies that Hitler pursued were stolen from the left. And in a similar way, the right wing now is engaged in a similar process. One reason why right wing populists are gaining traction in a lot of places is they're the only people who are allowed or are perceived to be allowed to actually promote socialistic policies. They say, yes, we're all for good pensions, we're all for social security, we're all for health care, but just for white people, right? Kick those migrants out there trying to steal our social benefits, right? So there is a sense, and this is perhaps like what's being played on here, that only the right is allowed to give a little sprinkling of left-wing policies. And one reason that people, poor people, will vote for right-wing populism as opposed, for Johnson rather than Corbyn is not because they're unaware that Corbyn is offering more, but they don't think Corbyn's going to be allowed to do it, right? They think maybe, if the right-wing guy comes in, even though he's offering a lot less, he might be allowed to deliver by whoever it is who's really running things, which nobody really knows.